we're holding a sim of Kufayin Vav. There's only one sif, so we did the sif. We're holding Mishaburas. So we started Mishaburas, so we cut in bays. It's a long Mishabur. We just started it. Okay, so the person has eaten this papyrus before the meal. They make some mazonas, and it doesn't work to cover the pas. Fine. Now, next question is, what do you do in regards to bracha achrona on the papyrus before the meal? So that's the rest of this mishabur, long mishabur, is dealing with that issue. I'm going to try and get it all straight. So number one, imacholin raklatayno go laspiyaksas, a person ate it not as an appetizer, but he enjoyed having some of this type of stuff before the meal, or he just was a little bit hungry and ate it. So then, you should say a bracha achrona before the meal. Excuse me. Because they have no shaykhus to the meal. And you should not rely on the benching, which you're going to say afterwards. You should say a bracha achrona. This food requires, I mean, assuming you had an amount which requires a bracha achrona, you would say a bracha achrona. V'im lo berech ad sheberech berech hazamasa. If, however, you did not say an alamichya, and you're already benched, b'di'avid berech hazamasa, p'rtur kol mini mezonis, k'ma shiksav, dun l'kamam, and simen reish kes, sif yuzayim b'mishabura ayin shal. B'di'avid, alamichya is, if a person benches, instead of saying alamichya, the benching works. Okay, so this over here, that's not l'chadchilo, you should not rely on that. But if you did so, but yeah, you're going to be yotze. Okay.
So in other words, if let's say if you ate just a piece of a cake,
we didn't have the cake yet, right? Oh. Now, right now we're dealing with this papyrus. And papyrus was something which was not possible with kistin. Possible with kistin, we'll get to a little bit later. Okay. So remember, the papyrus was a mixture of breadcrumbs together with honey, etc. It wasn't baked. It wasn't possible to kiss them, and it lost its tire lechem. So it's more along the lines of having some.
I'm trying to think of something.
It's more. This would have a similar lach to having a little bit of farina before the meal. The person has a little bit of, you know, he has a little bit of lashon kugel before the meal. This is not this. That's what we're dealing with so far. Now, if you're going to continue to eat this during the meal, this item, this type of item, so then the it's all one long achila, and then benching, the same thing benching works for the part you had during the meal, it'll work for this as well. It's a Kiddush. Okay. Fine. Now, so the Mishabura, Mikol Makom, Nira Afladei Zu, which we're saying the benching includes it, Yira Lechavim Lehedya, Bibirchas Amazon, Lifter Mashrachal Mikodim, you should have Kavanah to include it as well, and that will allow it to be included for sure. Now, if you didn't, according to this opinion, the Maisa, that you, but yeah, but it would be, even if you did not have Kavanah, be included in Birchas Hamazon. There's a long Sharetzion over here in Sukkot and Hay, which I don't want to go through the whole thing, but he's inclined much more to the first opinion, not to the Yesh Amrim. This Yesharim is the Chayyadim, and the Chayyadim brings both opinions. And the way he comes out, that the Iker Psak really is that you should not rely on benching. And therefore, what you should do is say a bracha achrona before the meal. You should not rely on benching. Okay. Now, that's these type of things called, you know, the preparers. Vayin re'alocha shebi'arno linyan mash on o'iklim achar kiddush b'shachris. So I've seen this many. Some people have. They'll come and they'll make kiddush at home, and then they'll have some mezonos, and they'll shit with a little bit, and then they'll start the meal. So even though they're ready to have the meal, but they want to have some mezonos before the meal. So we eat Kiddush, Acha Kiddush B'Shachar is Lekach V'Kichlach. So now this is possible with Kisnin. This is honey cake and Kichel V'Kedoyma. Noch in Yotzel Shafu Dei Rishonu Lo Yivorcha Lein Broch Achrona Kana Masura Al Yiftabena B'Birchaz Amazin. Okay. Here, the argument that you should not say Broch Achrona. So basically we're coming out, if you're eating Mazonis, which is not pass, you should say a bracha achrona before the meal. So a person has a piece of lakshon kugel before the meal, he should say an alamichya before the meal. A person has a piece of cake before the meal, he should not say an alamichya before the meal. Now he sends us to the Bir Halacha to argue why. So
what's the difference?
I'm about to say. Okay. Let me talk.
I'm sorry.
So we have two choices. We can go through the whole Bir Halacha inside, and then you'll really understand it, or I can give you a kitzur, and you won't understand it. What would you prefer?
I think I'd rather understand it.
Okay. So the Bir Halacha, basically, it's a long Bir Halacha. I mean, it's not such a long Bir Halacha, but there's... So if you recall back in Siman Kuf Samaches, we presented three opinions, the definition of Passover Kisses. All right? And if you recall that we pointed out then there seems to be a discussion... And the main assumption is, according to the most poskim, is that each opinion does not agree with the other opinion. Okay? Number one. So, if they don't agree with the other opinion, so what is it? So, if, let's say, we have three opinions. The three opinions are, it's a dough, which is a very, very enriched dough with other types of flavoring, etc. That's one definition. So, the dough itself is changed. And the second opinion is that it's a packet type of an item, which it has a filling in it.
Like a knish.
Not a knish, because that's a savory type of filling, more like a hamantashen, a sweet filling, because we came up, basically savory filling is much more questionable. And the third opinion is that it's a very crumbly type of a dough. Crumbly, crackly, pretzels.
So like a pie that you would make a pie out of? That kind of a dough?
Yes, the pie would include it also. But any crackers, pretzels, etc. Those are three opinions. Now, according to each one of the opinions, the other two are pass. So I understand the definition of pasul v'kissin is dough, which is extremely flavored. The dough is extremely flavored. That's pasul v'kissin. I mean, I'm telling you that a dough which is not flavored, even though it has this big filling in the packet inside, or it's a crumbly type of a dough, it's the brachas hamotzi. So the brachas hamotzi, the correct bracha achron is benching. So here I know I have some pretzels before the meal. So I said, well, according to Rav Hai, this is Mazarnas, and I should say Bracha Chana before. That's true. But according to the Rambam, this is a Moitzi, and you should bench on it. So why should I say, what gives me a right to say an Alamichya when maybe the correct Bracha Chana is benching?
Oh, wait, I thought you said they were pretzels. I mean, you're not talking about, we're talking soft pretzels or hard pretzels?
If it's a hard pretzel. You weren't listening. There's three opinions. Each opinion holds the other two opinions are bread.
Okay.
Therefore, the correct bracha on them is hamotzi and benching.
Right, okay.
So according to the Rambam, pretzels are hamotzi. Hard pretzels.
Oh, hard? I thought by definition something that was hard was not...
Okay, there's three different opinions. Three different opinions. One opinion is that the dough is an enriched dough. It's a flavored dough. That's the Rambam.
Right.
Okay. According to the Rambam, anything else is hamotzi. Hard pretzels are hamotzi. Hamantashen are hamotzi. Anything which doesn't have flavored dough is hamotzi. According to the Rambam. And hamotzi and benching. So I ask I eat before the meal, I have pretzels. I say, well, you know, according to Rav, pretzels are mazarnas. I say, mazarnas, good. Now I give a shot. What should I say? Should I say a bracha chana or not? So according to Rav, says, yeah, bracha chana, bracha chana. Rav says, no, don't, because it's mazarnas, and benching. So what do I do now? I shouldn't say it's a sofik. Why should I say no micha? Why should I rely on a benching, which, according to Rav, that's the correct thing to do. And according to Rav, b'di evad is also yotze. Because benching covers ala micha. So why should I say an alamichya, which is questionable, because according to Rambam, it's the wrong bracha achrona, and instead of saying a benching, which will work according to everybody, and according to Rambam, that's the only option that you have. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Okay. Now, so therefore he says the best thing to do over there is not to say bracha achrona, but rather to include in benching. Now, v'kolshkein im oichel v'hamin kisen gam b'secha suda. So now, if you eat you're planning to have some of this type of mazarnas during the meal as well. So remember, we said before that pasul v'kissin does not come to the ikur, since it's sweet. It does not come the ikur to be maspia. It's not considered part of the meal, and really requires a bracha mazarnas beforehand. Why don't we make a mazarnas on it? Because again, because according to one opinion, really it's a moitzi, really it's bread, so I already said a moitzi. Right? So I can't say mazonis on it. But on the other hand, as much as we're arguing that this is a mazonis, so it really requires a mazonis during the meal. Now, the rule we're going to see is any item which requires a bracha during the meal, and you eat it before, some of it before the meal, and you make a bracha before the meal to include what's eaten in the meal, so it comes out that bracha and that eating that you did before the meal helps what you do during the meal. Whatever you eat during the meal is covered by benching. And therefore, that is also covered by benching. That's the concept of greira, which we spoke about. So therefore, if you eat during the meal, okay, so that sounds very clear. I hope everybody followed that. I want to give you a much more general view of what we're dealing with, and I think after that you'll understand everything else. See, we're talking about eating mezonos before the meal. What about other foods? Now, he's not talking about what we do in shul, where you have a kiddush. They take everything away, and you're mafsik in between, and then you start. You go home for sure, right?
Yeah.
So, but even if you stay there, you're playing. You're there for a simcha, and they're having a kiddush, and then after the kiddush, they clean up and they put everything away and they set up again. That's somebody talking about. That's not shaykh to the meal. That's not shaykh to the meal. It's a separate process. So then you would say bracha chorin. So in a case where you're planning to have the meal, but you cop a bite before the meal. Mishabur is going to actually raise this question. If your mom is ready to eat, is it proper to do that? Because maybe you make a bracha shen tzricha. But he quotes over the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Shabbos talks about this minig of having Shabbos morning. It says, if I happen to enjoy having a little bite before I start my meal, that's not a bracha shen tzricha. I want to eat right now. Right? So I'm chayiv b'davka to wash and eat, make a moitzi when I'm not ready to wash anymore. I want to sit for a little bit, but it's clearly going into the meal. Okay, so what about other foods? So number one, aleph. Haroitzel lechol kadam until sidayim masuda midvorm shetzarach levarach aleim b'secha suda. A person is going to be eating something which you'll be making a bracha on during the meal if you eat it during the meal. Kigon peiros. You find that you want to have an apple before the meal. You plan to have some apples during the meal as well. And if you'd have an apple during the meal, you'd make a bracha on it. You see, you plan to have some fruit during the meal, and you have an apple before the meal, so you make a bracha of eight with intent to cover the fruit that you'll have during the meal as well. Comes out that Brepriates and the Chila, which allow the Brepriates before the meal, in some way is helping what you're doing during the meal. Because that's giving you the bracha for the fruit during the meal. The fruit during the meal, even though it requires a bracha beforehand, it does not require a bracha afterwards. It's included in the benching. So even though we say this is not part of the meal, that's not tuffle to the pas. So therefore it requires its own bracha rishona, but benching, which addresses everything which you ate during the meal, includes that. So now, the apple I ate during the meal is included in benching. The apple I ate before the meal, which gave me the bracha for the apple during the meal, is also included in the benching. So in that situation, you do not need to say bracha achrona on the apple, you just include benching will cover it. Okay. So that's if you're planning to have of this during the meal as well. So that's this concept. Again, this is important. This is the concept which Rebbe mentioned before. If I'm going to have some cake before the meal, some cake during the meal, benching will cover the cake during the meal. It covers the cake before the meal as well. Because the bracha of Brehman and Zedas, you said before the meal, covers the cake during the meal. So it has shaykhs to the meal. And this part of the meal is included in the benching. The same thing with this fruit. The Brei Priyates, I say before the meal, has some connection to the meal because it gives me the bracha for the fruit during the meal. The fruit during the meal is covered with benching, so this is also part of the meal. It's covered with benching.
Why don't we say that then, tapas, and therefore even eat it because I said it? And just say it's patting the other vegetables we'll have during the suda.
Okay, you know what? I'll make you a deal. Wait about five more lines. and then you'll see. Could be answer most of your question. Now, so let's say you're not planning to have any of these pears during the meal. So a person before the meal has an apple, has no plans to have any fruits at all during the meal, right? So you have to say it requires a brain of foshes for the fruits, or the if it's grapes it would require aloates. Kim shakol and kana masuda ain't shakol masuda kol ain't shakol to the meal. A filo im lo berach bracha chrona kana until sidayim. Shakol berach b'secha suda. And if you didn't say it before you washed, so in the middle of your meal you'll say a brain of foshes. As a matter of fact, the shakol acharav says, and if you benched, you'll also say a brain of foshes. Because this is no shaykhus to the meal. So you're a chayv and a brain of foshes, something which is no shaykhus to the meal, benching does not cover it. So you'll bench and say brain of foshes. Now, base. Calls it kashrachal peiris v'chanal. That's talking about something which, it's during the meal, this item is considered distinctive, and it needs its own bracha rishana. Then we say, well, it depends. If you had it before the meal, and you're having some during the meal, so the bracha before the meal helps you for during the meal. Let's say a person ate something before the meal, which when he has it during the meal does not require a bracha rishon. Meaning lifting things which accompany the meats, whatever, something which will accompany the bread or pri adama or vegetables occur in aired apple or bulbous with kadarma. Aired apple and bulbous are two different names for potatoes. So in case you're not familiar with one, he gives you both. So now, in Cain, so that which you ate during before the meal doesn't help for during the meal, because during the meal I don't need to make a bracha on it. It doesn't require a bracha at all. I have vegetables during the meal, they come to me malafas as a pas, and they're included in a moitzi, and they have no need for bracha rishana. So my bracha rishana that I have in this item, I chop a few peppers before the meal, is no shaykhus to the meal. Because the peppers are in the meal, the salad is part of the meal. So, in kind of feeling dietal alchemy and gamba sechasura, and umar lam klala bracha rishana. That bracha rishana of hadama that you had before the meal doesn't help you for during the meal, because this is not part of the meal. These don't need a bracha during the meal, because they're part of the meal. So, the bracha beforehand is not to, oh, that helps you solve your problem during the meal of covering the bracha rishana on your vegetables during the meal. No, it doesn't. I don't need a bracha rishana on my vegetables during the meal. They're included in amotzi. So eating before the meal has no shaykhs at all to the meal. And therefore, you'd have to make a brain of foshes on them. Okay. We discussed this before, having a drink before the meal. What happens over there? So yayin before the meal, and then you have wine during the meal. It's again the same idea. The wine during the meal is included in benching. So for the bruch of the wine before the meal helps with the wine during the meal. The wine during the meal is covered by benching. That wine is also covered by benching. Other mashke, the Mishabura did raise a question. There's an opinion that told you you have to make a bracha on mashke during the meal. This suggests it would be better maybe to actually make a bracha beforehand to cover them. So but then he seemed to come out over there that the Ikar Pesach was that we don't say like that. So really, it's best to refrain from getting
like
a,
been on Shabbos or something.
What?
You're speaking on Shabbos
there? No, even in the week. So we had the problem over there, because if you drink during the meal, there's an opinion by any mashka during the meal, you make a bracha rishona. Right? So now, see, if you hold the drinks during the meal, do not need a bracha rishona to like vegetables. So then the drink before the meal requires a bracha achrona. If you hold the drink during the meal requires a bracha rishona, then it's like the case of the apple. Right? And then the drink before the meal does not require a bracha achrona. So if you just drank before the meal, you're not drinking anything during the meal, so benching will not cover it. That's pasha. But if you drank before the meal, you drank during the meal, now you have a suffix. So that's not the solution over there, which he said, we said, Mishabura said, was to drink before the meal, but drink less than a shear. Therefore, you don't have a suffolk bracha achrona. Otherwise, you have a suffolk bracha achrona. So now, regards to karpas. So
karpas.
Right? So we make a bracha rishon on the karpas before the meal. We make a brei pri adama.
Right.
And then we say, don't eat a kazayas. If you eat a kazayas, you have an issue with the bracha achrona. So what's the issue? So the issue really is, how do we look at morer? Morer in general is considered something which comes, it's part of, it's a salad, it's part of the meal. So normally, morer does not require bracha rishonu. You know, eating lettuce does not require bracha rishonu. So if that's true, then the karpas is not coming to be moitzi the morer. So what's wrong with making a bracha achrona on the morer? On the karpas. Eat a kazayas and say bracha achrona. The problem is that since over here you're eating the morer not during the meal, you're eating the morer before you eat the meal because of the mitzvah of eating morer. So in that sense, it's not coming to lafitz as a pasta, it's coming to be a distinct separate mitzvah. So even though it's a type of food which normally is part of, is considered a food item, a meal item, but in this scenario you're not eating it as a meal item, you're eating it for the separate mitzvah of eating morer. So therefore maybe it does require a bracha rishonu. So this is a machlokas rishonu, whether it requires a bracha rishonu or not. Morer requires a bracha rishonu or not. So now I'll say, well, what's the solution? Right? So if I can't make a bracha, but that's not nice. If I have a solution, well, I have a solution. Eat the karpas and cover the morer. Okay. So then, if morer is part of the meal, so I don't need a bracha b'shana. If it's not part of the meal, it needs a bracha b'shana, the karpas covered it. But now if I eat a kazayas of karpas, I have a major headache. Goes like this. If morer does not require bracha rishonu, then the karpas are not shaychus to the meal, and I need a bracha achrona on my karpas. Right? If the morer does not require bracha rishonu, it's part of the meal, mm-hmm. So then the karpas are not being moitzi the morer, because the morer doesn't need a bracha. Mm-hmm. So then the karpas is distinct and it needs its own bracha achrona. Okay? So I should say bracha achrona. On the other hand, if morer is not part of the meal and requires a rip yadaba, then the karpas is being moitzi it, and then it'll be included in a benching. So what do I do? Eat less of the kazai, it's not going to involve in the shiloh. That's why we eat less of the kazai, it's better karpas.
We need a Sanhedrin to just pasken all this stuff and come up with one halacha. This is, I mean...
I was trying to remember.
What?
Morer's eaten after we make moitzi.
You say a moitzi, you eat the matzah.
And then we make morer.
And then you make a brach on the morer.
Right.
So you're eating it during the meal, but it's not really part of the meal. So morer, because of the headache of morer, so that's part of the reason why we have a problem with it. There's also a problem of hefsek. That's another issue.
You're saying it's not part of the meal because of specific mitzvah. That's why we're doing
correct.
It.
Correct.
So you might think you should make a hadam on it because
it's a machlokes b'shoreh whether you make a hadam on it or not.
Because we're not eating it for the salad. We're eating it for the mitzvah.
Right. And you're not eating it to accompany the bread. What's the argument of a moitzi? Why does a moitzi cover all the other foods? So it works as a dinam and ikar and tofel. Right?
The bread is considered the meal,
and everything else is coming to accompany the bread. So it's a unique dinam and ikar and tofel because I'm not eating it necessarily even together with the ikar. But that's okay. That's the part of the chiddush of the dinam of ikar and tofel regards the bread. But it's along the concept of ikar and tofel. Ikar and tofel normally requires I eat it together. This is such a chashav ikar, everything else is tofel even if I don't eat it together. But we'll see in the next sim, and that's only things which come to be part of the meal. They're meal foods that they come, they must be, etc. So the morer over here, since it's bedafkar, there's a special, distinct purpose to eat it. So, right? On the other hand, we could argue, listen, the Torah presents the mitzvah of morer al matzah of morer mikluhu. The Torah says eat it together with matzah. So we have because it means to eat mamash together, the karech, or means one after the other, but it's presented as part of a meal. So you can understand whether it requires a bracha b'sharna, and therefore the Rashbam already suggests this solution of making. Rashbam says that it requires a bracha b'sharna. He says, well, have in mind by the when you make a bracha on the karpas to include the morer.
Is there a havamina that it would not require just the
achilas
morer would cover?
No. Well, no. If you hold it, it needs a bracha. Right? Just like the matzah, you say moitzi and you say matzah. You don't say achilas matzah. Okay, now, gimel. So we've discussed eating mezonos before the meal, eating hadama before the meal, eating a hayitz before the meal, and even shahakol, such items which a person cuts a piece of meat, a little piece of fish, can't tell toys. The fish looks so delicious, but before you go to wash, you chop a little piece of fish, right? I'm not saying you should do that, but again, you don't make a bracha on fish during the meal. So that if you ate enough, you'd have to make a bracha karna on that fish. There's no shaykhus to the meal.
You don't eat fish during the suda?
Fish during the meal does not require bracha rishana. So you can't say the purpose of making this bracha rishana now was to cover the fish during the meal. So either if you don't fish in the meal, so then I'm sure it's no shaykhus to the meal. Even if you do, it's still no shaykhus to the meal. So it needs a bracha karna. Okay, Gimel. Im ochel kadam natila parparos lahamshech alev lachila. If your purpose was not, it was as an appetizer to get you, work up an appetite of litach b'nei ma'ayim and to get your digestive system going to get ready for the meal. So now you're eating it for the meal. So whether these are items which require bracha during the meal or not bracha, that's irrelevant. And I'm eating it for the purpose of facilitating the meal. Now, angemachs is really not very helpful. Angemachs just means things that you make. So, he says over here, in the bottom, he says merkachas. Merkachas means concoctions. So, an angemachs is a concoction, okay? So, you had a concoction. A davar maluach is something which is salty, b'kadayma. Ela baruch alei baruch achroina, deim shaychem l'suda, v'niftar merichas amotzen. Since they're coming as an appetizer, so they're coming to facilitate the meal. So then they are part of the meal, and betching will cover them. Dalit, Bida, the hodim mutar lechol kadam amoitzi, but the worm shein sarach bracha b'sech asuda. So if I want to eat an apple before the meal, what am I doing wrong? I have to make a break of eights either before the meal, after, or during the meal. I also make a break of eights. But let's say I pick up a piece of salad before the meal. During the meal, I'm not going to make a break of eights dumb on this thing. So I make an extra bracha for no purpose. Just wait for the meal and eat it during the meal. My piece of fish. Well, what are you doing? You're not going to make a shahakal on during the meal. So it's a waste. It's an extra bracha. Kegadim avurim b'seisbeis. Da'afka shein b'daitol lechol tekev. It's only proper to do that. It's only allowed to do that when you're not planning to eat right away. Avmashulchan oruch malachim lefonav. The table is set. The bread's there. So go wash. Asaligrim bracha shein etzricha. It's a bracha shein etzricha. You'll cover everything else with a moitzi. Now, enjoy it much more having a bite of it before the meal than during the meal. So, that's how I want to make my meal. I like to make my meal and then in this order. So then it's not a. So that's the yeshayim. That's the shulchan aruch harav. These are things which get the digestive juices going and get the appetite going. And you need to eat them before the meal because you want to start the meal l'tei oven. So then that would be the logical progression of time. The Sharetzion over here in Sivkat and Yud tells you that this is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he says over there, take a look at the Berlocha about what people do is Shabbos morning, they eat after Kiddush before Til Sadaim, which I mentioned to you. So, so he brings this Shulchan Aruch Rav that if people, they happen to enjoy it more this way, so we can't say that's improper. But he does say that Anshei Maisa would be careful not to get involved in this type of thing. See, he does not recommend it. L'chadchila. One person one time told me that the reason why they do it is they want to make sure they get 100 brachas. So Mishnah Berurah over there actually addresses, not over there, so the Mishnah Berurah addresses that. When Mishnah Berurah makes a list of the 100 brachas that you say during the every day, and he talks about Shabbos, he says, don't do this in order to get extra brachas. Don't do brachas in the Sricha to get extra brachas for your 100 brachas. So he doesn't necessarily condone that either.
Peanuts and nuts, do they require bracha during the suda?
Yeah.
They're not
alaf
as well as
lafas? No. So if you have a bracha on different types, you have on pasul kisin, it'll cover ma'aser kedera. Ma'aser kedera means cooked mezonos, not baked mezonos. It's made in a pot. Okay. Siman kufayin zayin, the varma boyim b'sechasura l'vachrasu, madina. So this is where he's going to go through these halachas of what's called boyim achrasura and not. It's only five sifim, but there's a lot of information over here. Let's see if we can get it straight. And then okay. The varma boyim b'sechasura, sif aleph. If the things that you're having during the meal, they're coming as part of the meal. That people would make a meal out of it as an accompaniment to bread. Okay. So meat, fish, eggs, cheese, vegetables, and even salted items, pickles, those type of things. Now, daisa, when Shabbos talking about daisa, daisa normally, you don't look at daisa, it's coming, you know, I have farina to accompany bread. Right, the more actually makes fun of people who do that, the more it says that, honey, babli tipshoi, that they eat nahama ben nahama, they eat bread with bread, the more, so what does it mean? They would eat daisa with the bread. Eat bread with the daisa. That's ridiculous. You're having farina. Farina is thick enough and heavy enough that it's a meal. So the Mishnah Berurah will talk about that in Sifkat Na'alef already. Why is daisa in this list? Okay, even if you're eating it during the meal, not actually that, you know, that bite with bread, you're washed, and now you're having some meat, you're not eating it with bread. They do not require bracha rishana because they're part of the meal, and hamotzi covers it. You don't need to make a bracha afterwards. The birchas amos and patarta. So that's if it's items which come normally to be in the lafas as a pas. They become as foodstuff items to fill you, etc. Let's say the thing that a person doesn't eat with the intent and the goal to make a meal out of them, to fill himself up. You don't make a meal out of these things. I have a grape sandwich, you know, take grapes, cut them in half, put into a slice of bread, and have a grape sandwich. I never heard of it, you know. You don't have grape sandwiches, right? Containing banovim, so figs, grapes.
I've never heard of a fig sandwich either, although fig Newton is kind of...
L'chol mine peiris, and fruits in general. Mr. Brewer will talk about cooked fruits. Okay. Vayin le'el simen kus ha'mecheh sefches, where there we said that pasul kisan also is considered something not bomach lasura, since pasul kisan means something which is this. We always said the definition. Bishop Burr says it's not talking about something which is has a cheese filling or meat filling or those type of things. Those are meal items. So you have a potato. You have a potato knish. That's not pasul kisan. So the correct bracha might be hamotzi. But
on a potato knish,
yeah, right. It's the same problem as pizza. You don't like when I have the pesach pizza. You make a mozzarella pizza also. Anyway, but okay. But if they're sweet items, you don't use them for a meal. What I'm having for my meal generally they don't come to when I have at the end of the meal a piece of cake or a piece of pie. You know, it's not coming to fill you up. The purpose is you like something sweet. It's a latinuk ba'alma. It's the same thing. If you eat it without bread, so it requires a bracha beforehand. They're not part of the meal. They're not part of the meal. However, they do not need a bracha afterwards. Since the mice you ate them during the meal, they did go into your stomach, benching covers them. Now, if you ate the first bite with bread and the last bite with bread of this item, afilo in betime ochem and beloy pas and into the bracha aflifneim. So these do not even they do not require their own bracha, because what you're doing is by eating with pas, you're saying even though normally I don't eat this to accompany bread, here I'm eating it with the company bread, and I have my as long as I do that at the beginning and the end, my first bite and my last bite with bread, that is kaveya, that defines that I'm eating it as accompaniment to the bread, and therefore hamotzi will cover it, and then betching always covers it, so that doesn't make a difference. Okay. Okay, let's hold it here.